Chair, I have the honor to take the floor on behalf of the delegations of Argentina, Costa Rica, Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, Kazakhstan, Nigeria, Panama, the State of Palestine, Sierra Leone, Uruguay, and my own country, the Philippines. We wish to express our appreciation to you for your determined leadership. This process has been hampered by serious challenges, yet you have not wavered in your commitment. Neither have we. Our delegations remain determined to exert every effort possible to assist you in fulfilling this GGE's mandate with a view to addressing the risks and challenges posed by autonomous weapon systems. We support the approach you have taken for our work this year. We thank you for preparing the indicative timetable, which provides a structure to our discussions this week. Our mandate this year requires us to intensify the consideration and elaboration of the proposals that were tabled last year. Such intensification would benefit from a chair-driven process that would surface the commonalities as well as the differences among the proposals. In this regard, we will heed your call in all delegations to engage on the basis of the substance of the proposals. We take this opportunity to reiterate the two important proposals that have been submitted for the GGE's consideration, namely the roadmap towards a legally binding instrument that were submitted on 11 March 2022, as well as the draft Protocol 6 that was submitted on 25 July 2022. Our proposals aspire for prohibitions of autonomous weapon systems that cannot be used with meaningful human control and whose use cannot comply with international humanitarian law and the dictates of public conscience, and for regulations on weapons incorporating autonomy. The roadmap provides a step-by-step approach that brings our conversation forward. First, recognize the common grounds that we have paved throughout the past 9 years of the GGE's deliberations. Second, elaborate these common grounds into a substantive report that includes sections on characterization, meaningful human control, ethical considerations, general commitments that include prohibitions and regulations, weapons review and risk mitigation, and third, recommend open-ended negotiation of an international legally binding instrument. This GGE already has at its disposal sufficient convergent elements that allows it to commence the negotiation of a legally binding instrument on autonomous weapon systems. The draft Protocol 6 tries to reflect these convergences and could be a basis for further negotiations. The consideration of a proposal for a draft protocol containing prohibition and regulations on autonomous weapon system is in line with our mandate, which enjoins this GGE to intensify the consideration and elaboration of possible measures, including taking into account the existing protocols within the convention. In line with this mandate, draft Protocol 6 follows the templates of other protocols of this convention. The draft 7 articles represent points of convergence that have surfaced among the mutually intelligible proposals on the table so far. As we have repeatedly stressed, the draft is a work in progress. We welcome inputs from delegations seeking to work together towards a legally binding protocol. We are committed to engaging constructively this week with a view to sharpening these convergences, as well as clarifying the remaining differences with a view to streamlining our work and bringing it forward. Rest assured that our delegations will continue to support your leadership in this regard. Thank you, Mr. Chair.